Hi there, this is Jamie Butterworth. I'm 21 years old, an RHS ambassador and joint show plant manager at Hortus Loci. You're listening to The Sock Show, the best gardening podcast I've ever listened to.
Dublin City FM, Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan. Dublin City FM. It is The Sod Show with Brian and Peter. Good afternoon, Peter.
Good afternoon, Brian. How are you? Great to see you again.
It's absolutely brilliant to be back in the studio where we belong.
Back where we belong, indeed. Hey, listen, let's cut straight to the chase because on today's show, we have what I can only describe as a whopper of a show. On the telephone line is Jamie Butterworth. Jamie, how are you?
Good morning, both. How are you?
Fantastic, Jamie. Jamie, let me ask you a couple of questions. And we when we had the head of the Royal Botanic Gardens, Victoria, Australia, on the phone to us recently, I asked him the same question. You maybe have, logically, a different answer. But first of all, Jamie, what age are you?
I'm 21.
You are 21 years of age. And this is the bit that, for those who love their plants, what is it you actually do for a living, Jamie?
My job is to grow the plants for the prestigious Chelsea Flower Show. So I work at a nursery called Hortus Loci, and I'm tasked with growing 5 of the main avenue gardens for next year.
Wow.
Yeah, this is, no pressure there.
Okay, so I'm a little bit older than you. I know, Jamie, when you see me, you never say that to my face that I look like that. I've been drinking oil of Ulay and I've been rubbing bay leaves on my, or do I call it Laurus Nobilis, on my arms like for 40-something, not even 40, 39 years at this stage of the game, still legally. But how does a 21-year-old, I'm going to call you a kid, a One Direction ex-band member, how do you end up with that as a title? Because this isn't, there's no goofing around, so to speak, at that level. Is that a fair, and I know I jest, but there's no goofing around at all, my man.
No, and it's mainly pure luck, to be honest. I've been in the right place at the right time, and I'm just incredibly passionate about what I do, I think, and I love horticulture, and I love Chelsea. I've done Chelsea for the last 5 years. I've put myself forward to go to Chelsea about 5 years ago, and I worked with Hilliers. And ever since then, I've just fallen in love with the place. And every year, I've gone back and worked with different designers. And the last 2 years, I've worked with a designer called Matt Keatley, who truly is an inspiration to me. And last year, his Centre Barley Garden, which was commissioned by Prince Harry, the plants were supplied by Hortus Loci. I went for a visit to Hortus Loci. I fell in love with the place. The team there got on really well with me. I got on really well with them. And one thing led to another, and they offered me the job and haven't looked back since.
I'd love to mildly curse here because you're actually looking so much better than I am at this moment in time. And I could see people taking down the Daniel O'Donnell posters and putting up ones of you, Jamie. You are at that level. But because essentially it means you got into growing plants for show garden level. So let's first of all sidetrack. So I've built 2 gardens for show. How serious is that taken when you're growing plants at that standard? I mean, what is the after effect if you make it even slightly wrong? What does it mean to a garden designer if you get it incorrect on their behalf?
Oh, it's massive. We're taking our garden into our own hands in essence, and it's a huge responsibility. And so I spend most of my time liaising with the designers because I need to work out what it is in their head. They have a picture in their head of what they want to create, and it's my responsibility to make sure the plants do exactly that. But at the same time, it's a lot of luck, and it doesn't matter how good a gardener you are, you're completely at the mercy of the weather. So the vast majority of my job is trying to manipulate plants to do what we want them to do. But, well, for example, we're having one of the warmest winters we've ever had. Plants are starting to flower much earlier, so we're trying to hold them back, but it becomes more difficult. But that's what my job is. But it's, yeah, when you put it like that, when it is a lot of pressure.
It is, but it also means that you would have started, you said 5 years ago, and you also know that you're 21. I don't need a calculator to figure out that you obviously got into this at a very young age. How and who was the reasoning behind that? Did you hear the Beatles sing I Am the Walrus and said, this is what I need to do as my vocation, or were your parents involved in it beforehand, which is the usual question that I get?
I fell in love with gardening about the age of nine after sowing some seeds in my own back garden, and I still remember to this very day that feeling of excitement of seeing something as small as a pinprick growing something. It was just as simple as a cornflower at the time, but that was enough to captivate my imagination and show me what could be done. And ever since then, I fell in love with it. And I didn't realise you could actually do gardening as a job until about the age of 14, because it seemed a little bit too good to be true that you could get paid to garden, because for me it was always just what I loved doing, and that was a dream come true, really. And after watching Chelsea Flower Show on the TV since about the age of 12, I just fell in love with it, and now it's my job, so I'm very lucky.
very lucky indeed. Give me a breakdown on this, Jamie, and if it's okay again, just for maybe more so the folks in Ireland, no disrespect at all, but I think gardening, fair to say, if you're doing it at the Chelsea, I know we've had Andrew Wilson on before amongst many, mm-hmm. and we've also had James Wong, who's also due back on the show again.
Yep.
So those guys, in my opinion, are doing it at a different level. Gary Graham, our own show garden manager in Bloom, told me or explained to me that in order to be at the races, the kind of money that you're talking about just to be at somewhere at the races is probably about 250-350 grand, going up to about $500,000. How much or can you, I mean, you can give me a near enough, I'm not asking you for the 27 pence bit at the end of it, but like, what's the value of the plants that you are actually growing at this moment in time for show gardening purposes?
I'd say I'm probably responsible for about £500,000 worth of plants, which is quite a lot of plants for one show.
But here's the other thing, though, Jamie. I know from my own part, we had a cherry tree, to put it in its simplest term, come into flower about a week and a half early. I have no idea why it came into flower early. And I remember bringing in two girls because they had small hands and I've got terribly large shovel Irish hands, and they for 2 days solid, 9-10 hours a day, all they did was picked the petals off the leaf. They deflowered the thing because it was half in and half out and it was neither nowhere in between. Is that the kind of level that you're at, that if it comes into flower by 3 days earlier, you could have somebody downgraded, let's say, from a gold to a silver gilt? Are you at that level?
What what we do is, rather than putting all our baskets in, putting all our eggs in one basket, with one tree, what we'd probably do is have several trees and put them in different positions. And then that way, hopefully, then we'd get one tree that would do what we wanted to do at the right time. It's very much a numbers game when it comes to the plants. So, for example, each garden requires, for Chelsea, about 3,000 plants. We'll grow 10,000 plants for each garden. That way we can hopefully get a percentage into flower at the right time and looking good. It's a lot of luck, though. That's what it is. But we're very much dependent on the weather. Like you say, your cherry came into flower a week and a half too early. Is that right? Once it goes for it, there's nothing you can do to stop it, really. And it's just bad luck.
It was a lot of bad luck and a lot of crying as well at the same token.
Yeah, it's awful, isn't it?
But that's the joys of having it to absolute perfection. And again, this is Ireland, but I think the only difference in Ireland is, as you're probably well aware, you've got similar climate to us, but it's can often be four seasons in one day, and there's nothing we can do about it. Jamie, I'm going to sidetrack here just for a slight bit, and maybe we'll come back to the hortus loci thing, but I saw a photograph of you with the very wonderful and beautiful Mary Berry. Can you explain to me what that is all about?
Oh, the lovely Mary Berry. So it's been quite possibly one of the craziest weeks of my life, in fact the craziest 48 hours of my life. On Wednesday evening, just gone, I was announced as the latest RHS ambassador, so joining the ranks of Mary Berry and Alan Titchmarsh, which is it's a complete dream come true. And, you know, it hasn't completely sunk in yet. So I was with Mary on Wednesday. And bizarre, I think, is the word. Completely bizarre. But, yeah, very exciting.
We're back to this whole One Direction thing again, Jamie. I mean, you're outpassing the Wongster, as we know him in Dublin. You're outpassing James Wong.
I'm not outpassing. I'm joining James. James is an RSS ambassador. I was with him last night, and he congratulated me. So that was nice.
Okay. You were at the perennial party.
I was, which is why I've got a sore head today.
we won't edit that out, Jamie. I'll chalk it up on the board. That's one-upmanship. I was very good last night doing MC in Dublin, and I didn't have any Guinness at all. Well, I did. I'm only joking, Jamie. I'm only joking just for the sake of the radio show. Explain this to me if you can. The Royal Horticultural Society, the RHS, who we are also due to have on the show shortly, what does it mean to be an ambassador? I mean, I know it's a nice title, and I don't mean to in any way take away from that, but just to explain to the folks in Dublin, Ireland, and also in the UK who wouldn't be aware, what do you actually do? Do they pay you money? Do you get a special suit? Do you wear the green Wimbledon jacket? How does it all work?
No, none of that. So the RHS is quite possibly the biggest charity in the world, I think.
It is.
And it does some incredible work, and in particular trying to get more young people into gardening and show young people just how important gardening and horticulture is to our everyday lives. And so my remit as RHS ambassador will be to go into secondary schools and promote and educate young people as to just exactly what horticulture is, because it faces a massive image problem at the moment. It's only ever seen as a career option if you've A, failed academically, or B, you've retired, and that just, it's wrong. You can have the most fantastic career in horticulture. It is one of the most fun, exciting, diverse, rewarding industries I could possibly think of. I mean, at the moment, an example, NASA are recruiting for gardeners to try and work out how they can grow plants on Mars so they can fulfill this ambition of sending people up there. You can be the head gardener at Wembley or your favourite football pitch. I mean, England play there five times a year, and yet you'd be there every single day. Without a groundsman, you don't have a football pitch, you don't have football. You could be travelling the world finding brand new plants that nobody's ever seen before, which could hold possibility to cure diseases such as cancer or HIV, and that is happening at places like Kew. It's such a diverse industry and such an important one. We can live without humans, but we cannot live without plants, and that's the message we need to get across, and it's such an important one, and that's what I'll be doing.
Jamie, let me take this a slightly different approach. Like when we spoke to Tim Entwistle in Royal Botanic Gardens in Victoria, Tim was saying to me that they had a similar problem in Australia. We do have a similar problem in Ireland. The UK getting young, inverted commas, people into the trade has been a lot. It's been around since I was 5 years of age and since you are five, and it'll be around in if nothing changes in about another 5 years' time. There are, I guess, the young books or younger books like me who have a bad sense of humour and do award-winning podcasts and radio shows from Dublin alongside Brian Green. There is now yourself. I'm not too sure of your sense of humour as yet. And then we have the very good-looking Tom Jones-esque, as I referred to him the first time we interviewed him, and that is James Wong. So with all of these cool dudes that are floating around the place are, you know, newbies are fresh tinkers, are a little bit different tinkers in the horticultural industry. What is going wrong? Why is it all going a bit pear-shaped, if you'll pardon the pun?
It's a really, really difficult question, and I think it all comes back to this image problem. It's this stigma that it's for some reason we've lost a generation of horticulturalists, and I personally feel we're winning back this battle. I feel that at the moment, the generation we missed are people aged between about 30 and 45, and for some reason they're not interested, and that's had a knock-on effect with their kids. And at the moment, what we're seeing is that kids are actually going home from school where they've been taught about gardening, they're so enthusiastic about it because they've seen what it actually is and how exciting it is, going home and actually getting their parents into gardening. And it's complete role reversal. I'm not quite sure why it happened, how it happened. But at the end of the day, I think when you work in an industry, although we can to be what we want it to be, it can still be this cold, wet, damp, muddy industry that and there's no getting around. We also suffer from a massive problem with salaries. I mean, gardeners don't tend to get paid very well, and that's a fact, and that's something that I'm also trying to actively change, because we're quite possibly the most underappreciated trade in the country, and it's not really on, and that's all contributing to this image problem that's affecting the lack of people coming into the industry. But if we can try and break down that wall, try and show people what the nice side of horticulture as well. Yes, okay, it's potentially not the most well-paid job in the world, and potentially, yes, you are going to get muddy, cold and wet at point. But it's the quality of life you get in garden and horticulture. I've yet come across an unhappy horticulturalist, and that speaks volumes. If you love the job you do, you never work a day in your life. When I wake up in the morning, I don't feel like I'm going to work. I feel like I'm going to play for another day. Yes, it's a little bit stressful, but it's such good fun. And I have friends my age who are doing degrees, and they despise it and they hate it, and they have no job opportunities at the end of it. Whereas in gardening, it's the exact opposite. You wake up and you look forward to the day ahead. And I think that's worth a lot more than any high salary possibly is.
Well, I'll back you up in saying that, Jamie, and I've always said that in my work of my paying work, that is, the sideshow is not one of them, but my paying work of making gardens, it has never been work, irrespective of the weather. I don't have clients, I just make people smile, and I get paid in exactly. exchange for that. I have a wonderful job and I'm blessed, but I've also said that it is entirely a vocation. And one of the things that's come up though, Jamie, is the role of the media. In Ireland, we don't really have a full-time garden radio show outside of the Sod okay. Show. 5 years okay. ago, we had no full-time garden radio show. In the UK, you have the fantastic Gardener's Question Time on the go since...
Oh, we do, yeah.
My God, I don't know how old they are. They must live in Narnia, but they've been on the go. Their Wikipedia page, I think, says from about 1927. The Guardian gardening podcast are due on the show as well. The wonderful Jane Perrone and Alice Fowler, mm-hmm. they're starting to come back. But in Ireland, I know we don't have much of a gardening show, or at least I think it's about 5 episodes per year. And then sporadically, you might find gardening in some other programme or as such. In the UK, however, you have the fantastic Monty Dawn. You have Alan Titchmarsh being followed around by a full 22-piece brass band. I mean, you do pull. I jest, but it's, you know, the point I'm making is it is wonderful, absolutely wonderful television, is it not? But at the same token, what everybody says to me, and we have discussed inverted commas young people on gardening on the Sod Show before, is that there is no. Harry Styles from One Direction kind of a thing, or a female yeah. equivalent who's goofing around and throwing, you know, seed balls at the next door neighbour's house to see if they grow, you know, from out of the pebble dash. And I say that in the young, puppish kind of a sense, but that doesn't exist, and it hasn't in a long time.
No, I completely agree. And that's almost half the battle. If a young person turns on Gardener's World or tunes into Gardener's Question Time and they listen to Bob Flowerdew or Monty Don, however knowledgeable they are and however captivate a young person's imagination, and go, I could do this as a job, because at the moment it's almost they just see it as what their grandparents would be doing. So yeah, I completely agree, there is a massive need for somebody young, enthusiastic and passionate to go into the garden media, especially in the UK and in Ireland as well. James Wong is doing a fantastic job. He's probably the youngest presenter they've had on Gardener's World in a long time. So passionate, so enthusiastic, so knowledgeable at the same time. And has a completely different look on horticulture that anybody's had for a long time. Again, he's changing the way we look at the industry. And so that's good, but there could always be more to be done.
I'll give James Wong credit where it is due. He's kind of taken it away from pruning hedges and pruning books of sempervirens and pruning your Griselinia literalis. No disrespect again to anybody else, but he's also changed it to growing, you know, cucamelons and plants that you're kind of going where are you from? And plus, Jamie, and I have to also say this, I mean, the dude looks younger than you. I don't know how he does it. He is just so good looking. It's unreal.
I have no idea. I'll have to ask him next time. I'm sure he's got a botanical secret up his sleeve. I'm sure.
Brian Green is to my right hand side, Jamie.
He did write that book, Grow Your Own Drugs. So maybe he knows something we don't. I do have a question for you. And by the way, Gardener's Question Time will be 70 years on air next year. Wow. 2017. My question is, you're 21, you're in charge of £500,000 of plants. What do you do to relax?
I don't. I tend to work. I'm a workaholic. It's really bad, but I work and I sleep. I get up at 7 o'clock and I work through till 6-7 o'clock at night. I'll get something to eat. I'll do a little bit of writing. I'll do a little bit of reading, and then I'll probably go to sleep. It's very difficult to find the balance of a social life when you've got a job like that as well. But I love it. And like I've said, if you love the job you do, you never work a day in your life. So, but obviously going out in the garden, love that. Going out to visit gardens, love that. It's just finding the time to do it.
Musically, what would you tune into? What's on your iPod?
Oh, God, you don't want to know what's on my Spotify list. It's
go
just
on.
Loads of rubbish.
We want to hear it, Jamie. If it's One Direction, no, we're going to cut the phone line on you, though. I'm just warning you in advance.
It isn't One Direction, no.
Is it Little Mix? Mix? That's even worse, Jamie.
Will Young, is that okay?
You're pushing, you're Jesus. Oh, God.
Getting back to horticulture.
Oh, God, yeah. Okay.
Like I said, it's mainly songs that have been played in and around Chelsea Flower Show and bring back memories of things like Chelsea and stuff like that. So, it's a complete hit and miss from songs from the 60s right through to songs from this year, but I quite like that. It's a little bit different.
Ah, listen, different is different is good, Jamie. Back in my day, when me and young Mr. Wong were hanging around together in the 40s, I'm joking. We love James on. I'll apologise to him later. On a serious note, Jamie, and it is a very impressive resume that you have to be at the age that you are. You're almost T.O. Walcott-esque, you know, 16 years of age, being brought to play for England in the World Cup. It is at that level, and I can only take my hat off to you and admire you. What do the folks think? What do the family think when you go home and go, Mom, there's me in Titchmarsh? I mean, to be fair, every lady loves Alan. When your mom saw that photograph, I don't know, I mean, what's the Irish equivalent is probably my brother with a photograph of him and the Pope. Yours is you and Titchmarsh. It's up there with the best. Was she proud? Did she cry? Was it one of them?
She's unbelievably proud, and that really means a lot to me. It really does. My parents, not even my grandparents, are gardeners, and so I think at first they're a little bit confused as to how this has happened, why I've gone into gardening, why I enjoy it so much. My mother's a teacher, my dad's a mental health nurse, so completely different industries. But they are so proud of me and what I've done, and it's fantastic, and it really just means a lot to me. And I live 150 miles away from home. I'm from Yorkshire originally. I now live in Reading, which I moved down for this job because it's my dream job, and so why wouldn't you? So it's really nice that I can show them how I'm doing.
I first came across Hortus Loci, which, to be fair, is also the creme de la creme. Hats off to your employers. They obviously think extremely highly of you and put a lot of trust in you. But a good friend of mine, Paul Martin, a garden designer who is also in Chelsea this year, you would have grown plants for him last year, I believe.
We did his Hampton Court garden last year. It was great fun. I love Paul. He's a fantastic bloke.
His hair is immaculate, Jamie. His hair is absolutely immaculate. He's another one that puts me to shame. I mean, I'm a good looking fellow, but standing next to him and James Wong, I'm not too fond of it anymore. They make me look bad, Jamie, and you're kind of creeping up slowly behind him, if you understand me. yeah, Jamie,
a great guy.
He's a super guy, and hopefully we'll have him on soon enough. Jamie, what do I say? If people want to get in touch with you, and there's a lot of young people out there who would be listening to this, most likely in podcast land, but they're listening to you and they're kind of going, this dude's 21. I could probably have a bit of a, I think I'll follow it. Do they follow you on Twitter? Is that the way to go? Do the young 21, 16, 15, 14 year olds get to, do they phone you up? How does it all work?
I think the best thing to do is to follow me on Twitter. That's the easiest way to get hold of me, and by all means do. I'm very keen to hear from everybody and anybody. Yeah, my Twitter handle or username or however you call it is Gardner_Jamie.
Gardner_Jamie, and Jamie's telephone number is 00441. I'm only joking. Yeah, if you could all call him all at the same time, 3 p.m. every Friday for the next 52 weeks, that would be fantastic.
I'm sure nobody's that interested in calling me to see what I've got to say.
yeah, well, we are, Jamie, we are. Jamie, what can I say? All jokes aside, on a serious note, congratulations on all of
Thank
your
you.
Success. Brilliant news on the RHS. I genuinely was over the moon when I saw that you were appointed, and thank you so much for coming on the Sideshow. It's been a real genuine pleasure.
Yeah, it's a pleasure for me. It's great to talk to you both, and thank you very much for having me on.
Thank you
Jamie, have a great weekend. Slán, bye bye.
And that's about it. We've run out of time. It's just time to say at Sideshow on Twitter, The Sideshow on Facebook, info@sideshow.com if you want to email us during the week. Peter?
And don't forget, if you're in iTunes, search The Sideshow, all one word, any way you like, and give us a little bit of a rate review. Thank you so much for listening. It's been wonderful.
We'll be back next Friday at 3 p.m. Check the podcast, sideshow.com. Take care. Bye bye.